RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
I'm reading from a post on Facebook from the Danny Virk ANP Showgrounds regarding Tararua District Council's proposed Keeping of Animals Bylaw 2024. And it starts by saying this: it's just been brought to our attention that the Tararua District Council are proposing to drastically change the regulations around keeping of the animals in urban areas. This proposed legislation will dramatically affect not only the way we run the showgrounds, including our annual AMP show, but also this legislation affects any person or organization who grazes land in urban areas. Obviously, that has aroused our curiosity, so we thought we'd find out more. Rebecca Smith and Kirsten Wellberg from the Danny Virk ANP Showgrounds joins us. Hello, you two. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm trying to work out what this actually means and why. Do you want to start off on
explaining it?
We'll start off with the why first. The why.
Well, that is the thing that we are unaware of. Yes. So I have had discussions with our mayor, and there is a small proportion, and I guess this is relevant to any urban area, there is a small proportion of people that, you know, maybe don't abide by the, where you say rules, but, you know, they are maybe a little bit reckless and have, you know, one too many cats and they breed and they annoy the neighbours and, you know, they do all that kind of stuff, or they have a rooster that crows at 3 o'clock in the morning and the neighbours don't like it. That kind of stuff is understandable, and we already have bylaws in place to restrict that kind of behaviour. But the reasoning as to why we need to implement and blanket cover everybody to try and, you know, maintain the, I don't know what the word is, like, you know, to try and keep law and order for that small, minimal sort of 5% is beyond us.
I guess here's the question. Is this a pressing problem? I mean, are roosters crowing all over the place at 3 a.m? You know, are cats roaming free in sort of epidemic numbers?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, so the why is still kind of a puzzle there.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We all can jump to a conclusion as to why they would like to, you know, create blanket law and order and expect everyone to have a permit to have animals in an urban area. That naturally just, you know, the answer to that one is very loud and clear. But there is still no answer as to why the bylaws that already exist are not working.
Yeah.
Now, the only animals that can be grazed in urban areas, I believe, under this are sheep. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Why?
Yes.
Why sheep? They go baa. That could be annoying.
Absolutely. And I'm not quite sure if you've ever seen a rogue female sheep when it's on heat trying to jump around, trying to find a male.
Doesn't work.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like another kind of weird thing. Why single out sheep unless there's some interest or some necessity to be able to graze sheep in urban areas that the council has taken account of?
I think a sheep just an easy target, you know, like they're just sort of like sheep are pretty and white and fluffy, and so we'll just allow that to happen. Yeah. But still no males of any shape or form.
Yeah. I was going to get on to that. Yeah, and you mentioned the female. Well, maybe they just think all of you are sheep, actually, and we'll take it.
That's what they are hoping, yeah.
They've revealed their true feelings. So no male gendered.
Yes.
Are animals fluid gendered? I don't think it's got to animals yet, have they? You can't have a ram identifying as a ewe.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Watch the space.
So this is toxic animal masculinity that they're trying to eliminate here or something.
Definitely, yeah. No breeding whatsoever.
No reason behind it. No fine print as to why they have singled out the male gender. Have no idea.
Okay. What does it mean for your organisation potentially then?
So for us, we have a lot. We run a lot of events. We also farm our own land as well, where we breed sheep. So therefore, that would mean that we couldn't have rams without a permit. And also, we have a lot of events that we have rams, we have stallions competing,
bulls.
Yeah, we have lots of males that come onto our grounds and use our facilities. And therefore, we're going to have a permit. And they promise us that they would grant us a permit. It's fine. It doesn't change the moral of the story, that the whole principle is not right. Permits don't come free.
Oh, well, what do they cost? Do we know? What's the ballpark? Has anyone said?
Well, the ballpark at the moment, they've just thrown out a figure of $100.
But that's
not written down.
No.
So by the time they actually do get written down, I'm sure that that has probably, you know, escalated a fair amount. It was never anything in the bylaws, so it's not written down on pen and paper. They've just come back and said that later after people have actually asked the question.
What do you think the feeling of the community is towards this then? Got any idea?
Yeah, they are completely up in arms.
They're very angry. There's a very angry feel going on.
Yeah, yeah. They feel like they are being cheated and that they are being held ransom. Their freedom, their privacy, everything has been taken away. We are, you know, becoming a community that is completely bound by the council's law and, you know, they have a chain around everyone's neck.
Okay, so if the community are unhappy, going to get really grumpy, this is going to put the council, the mayor, the councillors, everyone in a very tough position. Do you think that's going to happen?
Absolutely. So the process right at the moment was that we had until the 31st of July to submit submissions to the council regarding the new bylaw. And so we obviously made a section of the community that follow us on Facebook, we made them aware of what was going on, and clearly no one knew any of this information. So lots and lots and lots of people.
Wait, no, back up the truck. One moment. No one knew this bylaw was out there?
No,
honestly not.
So how could you claim consultation if no one knows? Someone's not doing their job.
But they have lawfully done what they did.
Yeah, that's what they always do.
But that was all that happened.
Have they put signs on lampposts? Have they had meetings, absolutely. Public meetings to discuss it?
No, they don't want that.
They don't want a public meeting.
Yeah. Why would they want that?
Here we go again.
The public to be aware of it. They don't want connectivity with the community. So anyway, submissions, they closed the 31st. There were far too many submissions that had been submitted for the council to deal with. So they were in a bit of a flap yesterday.
Good.
They had a few private meetings and everything was all in a bit of a tizzy. But
private meetings.
Well, I'm not talking this about gospel, but they definitely had to go in discussions about how they were going to deal with it because they run out of time. Their time frames for because when you put it in a submission next week, like a week later, they have a hearing on the submissions, and the public that submit these submissions are eligible to go and talk to the council and
for 5 minutes, right?
For 5 minutes, yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they always make it 5 minutes. Why? Because most people have not done any public speaking. They don't know how long it takes. They write something down and think, oh, that looks like about 5 minutes. No, it's 10 or 11. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah, definitely. You're 100% correct. So they have to reply to every individual by individual email. And of course, we swamped the inbox, didn't we, on Monday morning?
Good.
Hundreds of submissions. It had taken them a few extra days to even reply to everybody. Yeah. So we have definitely caused a bit of a storm and a teacup for them, but they definitely, they've got to do what they've got to do. So we have meetings next Wednesday with them. Everyone has the allocated spot, but might I add, not everybody that has submitted a submission has had a reply yet.
Yes,
so
that's happened. Right.
Okay.
That could be interesting as to how many people actually get left out of the loop.
And then they'll claim, you know, we were swamped and it was too much for us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why. If this passes, You wouldn't comply, would you? You'd tell them, stick it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Who's going to, who are they going to put in charge?
How are they going to police it? Yeah. How are they going to police it is a good question.
The animal control officers are not specified animal people. They're not going to come in on every property and go, I'm going to check, is this a ram? Is this a ewe? Like, who's going to do that?
It's demeaning.
Absolutely. Who wants that job? Yeah.
Oh, dear. And, I mean, I was serious about it. If you're going to be non-discriminatory, I know we're talking about animals, on gender for human beings, it has to apply to all living things. I'm sorry.
Of course it does. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, everybody should be putting their hand up to get a permit. You know, the council members, those males need to be getting a permit to be allowed to, you know, be living.
Because if you had only male animals, that still wouldn't create any breeding. So why pick the females?
I've just pulled something out of a hat. There's no research behind it.
No, like, there is no research.
There's no stats behind it. I've just pulled something out of a hat. That's obvious.
They've preferenced one gender is what they've done.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is bizarre. It's really fascinating. And it's going to be so interesting to see where this goes next. And I think we need to probably have another chat.
Oh, absolutely.
The next stage of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
the next stage will be amazing. So the other thing that we find very fascinating is that we have council members stating on public social media that our council is one of the last councils to implement these ridiculous bylaws.
Oh, who else has done it then?
Yeah, well.
So I've done some research, and Hastings and Taupo in this area is the only one that has these bylaws that you have to have a permit to graze animals, but nothing about breeding or entire males. And then the rural communities around here, like you've got Manawatu, CHB, and Wairarapa, don't have pretty much nothing about having permits or great, like you can just do whatever you want.
Their bylaws are exactly the same as what our current existing bylaws are.
A little bit less. Some of them are a little bit less than what we already have.
Yeah. So the council is stating to us absolute lies about why we have to suddenly, like, you know, toe the line and jump on board to this bylaw because we're the last, we're dragging the chain. We're absolutely not.
No, we're not. And we're not a city. We are a rural town.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I can understand it, you know, downtown Auckland, Queen Street.
Definitely understand, but we're not.
Well, there are plenty of cats walking around there, I can tell you that, because I've seen them.
Yeah.
But in a rural area that has a culture that goes back, over 100 years probably, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we are a rural community.
They don't want you to be resilient. I'm sorry, that's the reason.
Yeah, absolutely. It is not where we're heading. So, you know, in their long-term goal, their long-term future of the world, self-reliance and resilience is not what we'll be doing.
No, you've got to be tethered to the central Politburo who will
give you
everything in life. I'm not a number. I'm a free person.
Absolutely.
All right. Is there anything more we need to know? Because we will catch up again, you know, in a week or so, I think, like you said.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely,
absolutely.
In a week's time.
Yeah, another interview, another progress report would be good.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I say we because this is happening everywhere. Let's just knock this one out.
Be great.
I think you will, because in the end, ego and status will determine how it's approached. They don't want to lose their positions, and if it looks like politically it's perilous for them, they'll turn on a dime. They will.
Well, here's hoping. Hey, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Here's hoping that we can.
Well, I hope they do. Otherwise, I'll look like an idiot. Anyway, look, Rebecca Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
And Kirsten Welberg, thank you, from Dannyberg ANP Showgrounds. This is one of the most interesting things for quite a while, I think, even though it's small town, small New Zealand, really interesting because it speaks to the bigger picture. We'll talk real soon again, okay?
Thank you. RCR mailing list. Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.